morning it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
Here's the good news.
And welcome to Not Necessarily the News Thursday installments. Happy to say that we are being carried by all of our affiliates this morning.
Not necessarily the news.
All of them?
All of them.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
What's going on out there? Welcome our Hank Facebook Livers on the Hank Facebook page. Well, Jimmy Kimmel's big return, 6.26 million viewers Tuesday night. And that rating and score and amount comes with being preempted and not airing in about 70 markets still. So, Jimmy Kimmel setting that. Average viewership is about 1.5 million. So, yeah, it was pretty big for him. And all he had to do was just, you know, say horrible stuff. But, yes, his monologue, too, also set a record, 19 million views as of this morning. On the heels of that, ABC, Disney-owned, they are increasing your Disney Plus streaming prices, which is a great time to do this, right? You would think on the heels of all of this happening in the blowback. Yeah, the company will increase the monthly price of Disney Plus with ads by about $2. The premium will go by about $3. That also affects ESPN and all now the WWE stuff, which I still have not logged into, and it's been well over a week. And that may be it, man. They can only jerk you around so much in so many different ways. So,
stick it to the man.
Yeah. R.I.P. That's okay. I couldn't see John Cena anyway.
Is that what you do? You do the thing in front of your face? Okay. Yeah. William Shatner is still kicking at the age of 94. Hopefully. The Star Trek legend was rushed to the hospital last night due to problems with his blood sugar. Now, get this. He was the one to call in emergency personnel, guys. You see that? He called the doctor because he didn't feel well, which is probably why he's alive at the age of 94. Meanwhile, he's doing well and resting comfortably.
I like to think it was McCoy. Stay strong, William Shatner. McCoy's from Star Trek?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that Scotty?
Sure.
Okay.
Certainly being revived was our Hank Facebook feed because it wanted a data sync. I swear, the whole room is against me this morning.
Hello?
It's because I brought the shrimp in and it's probably allergic to shellfish.
It's...
But also being revived, Heather Lee.
Yeah.
Loopy. Joanne Fabrics. Because Michaels bought the intellectual property and they own the logo and the brand now and all the stuff that maybe probably was in the stores. So they're going to set up in Michaels a little Joann's within the store, and assuming this would be the fabric section that will now be branded as Joann's.
There's nothing
by Michaels
about the Joann Fabrics
section. I'm just saying it's not done and gone yet. Store
That's
within
exciting.
A store. Also, they no joke. They also announced another concept called the Party Shop at Michaels, which is all the junk that they bought from Party City when that went out of business, too. So who's dumpster diving now? This is ultimately, they are doing the biggest corporate craft project. They are re-glue gunning all the companies that fell before them.
Put it all together,
Watch
honey.
Out, Hobby Lobby. Michaels is creeping up behind
Coming
you.
Coming in hot, yeah. Cute little Lainey Wilson took the stage at Dickies last week where she showed off those signature bell bottoms. But does she ever go with athleisure? Maybe a sundress or a jort? No way. She says she'll even wear those bell bottoms to the grocery store because that is exactly how people know her. And she wants people to recognize her. Say hi. Let's get to know one another. In the meanwhile, she also admits that she was raised in a town of 157 people.
There you go.
Wrote her first song at the age of 9. And what was it about? Tequila and cigarettes.
There you go. Youth of America right there.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
America's Got Talent. Spoiler alert. Season finale last night. That would be Jessica Sanchez is your winner of America's Got Talent last night. Chris Turner took second place. Jordan Blue comes in third. Congratulations to Jessica, who is in our social media department.
Really?
So, yeah. And also last night, it was the debut of season two of The Golden Bachelor. And this is Mel, who had to immediately, after all of the Golden Bachelorettes arrived, apologize for that whole thing about saying, I don't want anybody over the age of 60.
And I sincerely apologize. Yeah. It was insensitive, unfair. And I thought to myself, you know, what am I thinking about?
That's my line.
It's truly a privilege for me to be the Golden Bachelor.
Sure.
And I hope you forgive me. And let me earn it back.
There it is. So everything's okay now. It's all right.
In related news,
everything's fine.
Quick note to Mel. Any woman over 50 does not care what you think.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck, Mel. And good luck, America, following the Golden Bachelor.
Speaking of which, will it end in some I do's? Wedding planning, full steam for JB and the Liver Queen.
It's not her name.
That's there are things to be wary of with behaviors that could trigger trouble for newlyweds. You ready? You paying attention?
Huh?
Huh? Now, the groom does not care about the wedding. Clue number one. When is that date again? What was it?
It's coming.
Mm. Someone's mom may be overstepping their boundaries.
Your mom.
That's right. Not being respectful of the budget, which there should be plenty. I mean, we talked about this yesterday, $38,000. You ready for that? And this is one that I have leaned into for many years. Do not even think it's funny. Smashing the cake on one another's faces.
Yeah.
She paid like $400 for that makeup. Uh-uh. No way, mister.
I'll just tell you that. That's what the first one did.
Oh, really?
Saw how that happened. Well, all right. I appreciate the heads up on all of that. And
I'm here
we
to help.
Should have a heads up in the fairly near future on any sort of dates and the like. Meghan Markle, after repeatedly trying to be something, is going to try to do what everybody does when they can't make it work in the entertainment industry.
What?
She's going to launch her own radio show.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Magic Radio in the UK has offered her a DJing role following discussions with her team. It's not just a bit. The Duchess... potential new gig could be in addition to her multi-million dollar media contracts, it says. She'd be going by Lupe in the midday.
Well, it's a good thing it's a radio show.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Real country. 92.1. Hank FM.